the experience on the debate stage.
Mitt Romney's strong showing in the first presidential face-off has led to some improvements in poll numbers. New NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist polls show a statistical tie in Florida and Virginia, but the president still has a six-point lead in Ohio. NBC News senior political editor Mark Murray says the Obama campaign is not too worried about the latest numbers.
They see that Mitt Romney was able to make some marginal gains, but nothing that substantially transformed the race.
Kellogg is recalling millions of boxes of its mini wheats cereal because of possible factory contamination from pieces of metal mesh. Nearly 3 million boxes are being yanked from shelves. This is NBC News Radio. The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday over the use of race in admitting students at the University of Texas.
University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers spoke to reporters after the arguments inside the Supreme Court.
The diversity, ethnic and otherwise, benefits all of the students.
Abigail Fisher went to LSU after being denied admission to UT and claimed in a case that's gone on 4 years, the policy discriminates against whites. Bob Costantini, NBC News Radio, Washington.
A body has been found in a Colorado field near where 10-year-old Jessica Ridgway disappeared on her way to school last week. NBC's affiliate reporter Will Ripley spoke with investigators.
They were very careful not to imply that they believe that this is the body of Jessica Ridgway. They said, we don't know, but we feel this was an important enough development that they wanted to pass it along.
Police in the community just north of Denver have been investigating through the night. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
If you're feeling sick, maybe you take a couple of tablets, but tablets are the last thing an ailing PC business needs right now. Two technology research firms, Gartner and IDC, have come to the same conclusion. Computer sales are falling quickly, and other devices, such as tablets, are a big reason. Sales down more than 8% from a year ago, biggest one-year drop in more than a decade. This could be an eye-poppingly big number. BP and the Justice Department are near a financial settlement stemming from the 2010 Gulf oil spill. That according to the Wall Street Journal. BP could be liable for $5.5 to $21 billion in civil penalties under the Clean Air Act alone. Standard & Poor's has cut Spain's credit rating to one notch above junk, but there is hope that that move may accelerate Spain's bailout. So European markets are starting to move higher. Over here, S&P futures are gaining 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 11, Dow futures tacking on 35. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X x86 servers and a midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
And if we combine your auto and renter's policies, you could save $600.
That's like magic.
So, it's like magic.
David Copperfield.
Can your magic policy do this?
That car is levitating.
David, we're an insurance company. We don't cause accidents.
Oh, it's no accident. It's magic.
Bundle your auto and renter's policies with State Farm and save an average of $600. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just get you parts fast. Oh, no. We get you earth-shattering deals on the parts you need. Right now, buy Wagner Thermo-Quiet Brake Pads and get up to a $20 American Express gift card by mail. When we say earth-shattering deals, we mean it metaphorically. Don't worry, Earth. We got you. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
The ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trevino.
And good morning. I am Tony Trupiano. It is just 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this early Thursday morning, October 11th, 2012. So that would be 10, 11, 12 for those of you that were not clever enough to figure that out this morning. But here it is, 10, 11, 12. Not that it matters. I don't think it's lucky or unlucky. I don't think it's an omen or the antithesis of that. But, hey, it is what it is. Good day to you all. Wow, what a show we have lined up for you today. Of course, the last half of the show is Labor Day Thursday. We'll get to that lineup in just a moment. I got to tell you, I was astounded. Just astounded as I continued to watch the day unfold yesterday. The amount of lying that is done by the Republican Party is absolutely unfathomable to me. And the worst part is, it works. That's the part that I don't fully understand. I really don't fully understand it, but we'll get to that as we work our way through the day today. Yeah, what an interesting study in hypocrisy our democracy is becoming. So sad. So very, very sad. Anyway, let's take a look at what we've got going on this morning on this very cold Thursday morning. Susan Demas, a journalist with Mears News Service and MLive.com, will be our guest at 7 o'clock. She's got a message for liberals, and basically she's going to tell you to take a real big fat chill pill. Why? Well, you have to stay tuned at 7 o'clock to find out. Candidate for the Michigan State University Board of Trustees, Brian Musselman, will be with us. Brian is an interesting guy, interesting finance background. Some of you will remember in the mid-90s, he was the co-captain and an All-American football player at Michigan State University. He'd like to take some of his leadership skills and bring it to the state, to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. We'll check in with him. Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, our Plain Talking Union president, will be with us this morning. He's fired up and ready to go. It's all about Prop 2 from here on out. Do you want to talk about lies? Oh, the lies that are being told about Proposition 2 will blow your mind. Folks, it's simply a matter of democracy in the workplace. Yeah, the other side, of course, doesn't care about the truth. Chris Mihalakis joins us in the 9 o'clock hour, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. Chris very much cares about the truth and will bring his brand of truth to First Shift this morning, as he does every single Thursday. So we have got a full show to go and a lot to do. So let's go ahead and get this puppy started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is addition. Addition, you know, to add something. So for some people, an addition might be building maybe a family room onto the house. For other people, addition is really just adding up numbers and seeing what you get. Adding is the operative words there. Listen, it's when we talk about the political process or we talk about our own personal political agenda, I'd like to think that we add knowledge to what it is we do, and then we build on that knowledge. So as we add more knowledge, we can make, I don't know, more informed decisions. That would make a certain amount of sense, wouldn't it? As we add more knowledge, we can then perhaps become better teachers. We can become better students. We can become better activists. To add, to really use addition, should be ultimately a positive thing. But what happens if you start adding lies on top of your skewed view of the truth? Well, you see, it's still addition after all, right? Now, you know, we don't weigh addition in positive and negatives, although we probably should. But when we add lies to what's already out there, and then you repeat them often enough, and then if you, of course, start adding addition money, oh, folks, it gets really ugly really fast. And we're seeing that everywhere we go. We're seeing it at the federal level with the Romney campaign. We're seeing it at the statewide level. We're seeing it at the local level. And it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame that we just can't let the truth allow people to decide what it is they need to know, not what we would like them to know. Listen, I don't even care if you were to say, in the course of adding to whatever it is we're adding to, that you, in my opinion, at least we know it's your opinion, but nope. In the current world of political addition, well, it often means, sadly, subtraction. When you start lying in some kind of pursuit of telling the truth, well, frankly, it's a negative no matter which way you add it up. And sometimes, no matter what you do, 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4. All you have to do is look at the current political campaigns to know that addition oftentimes is more about subtraction than it is about anything else. And that is today's first word. All right. Well, let's say good morning to Anthony and go ahead and do our nifty new intro, and we'll get going with sports.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle. Got a man out there. It's Calvin at the 5. Makes the catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off from second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Wow. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings.
And they play Red Wings.
And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
And here we go. Well, Anthony, good morning to you. I guess if we're going to do some addition, we got 2 games we won, 2 games we lost. That leaves, 1 game to go. I got to tell you, when I got up this morning and read that article, I didn't know what to do, eh?
Yeah, when I got up this morning, I didn't know what to do either because I stayed up and watched the whole thing. So I'm extremely tired right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It would have been, of course, you would have still been tired, but much easier to be tired
exactly. If
you win. And again, for those of you that aren't aware of what we're referring to, the Tigers were leading 3-1 going into the bottom, the bottom of the 9th inning. And unfortunately, Jose Valverde does what he does, sadly, sometimes all too well. And that was blow a save. And man, did he blow a big one. He did say after the game, Anthony, that it was the worst defeat of his career, and I'm not going to argue with him.
Neither am I. And it's weird. You can't too often say a game was lost by one player, but it definitely was lost by him last night.
Well, he said, again, quoting him in the paper this morning, he said that it wasn't that he was throwing bad stuff. They were just hitting what he was throwing. I don't know how to interpret that.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a good excuse. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell that means, but it certainly doesn't portend good things for the Tigers. Now, listen, it's not that they can't win tonight. We've got Justin Verlander on the mound. But it hasn't been about pitching this series, Anthony. It has last night with the bullpen, it hasn't been about starting pitching for the Tigers. They're still not. Listen, they still only scored 3 runs last night. They're not hitting the ball.
No, they're not. They're not even getting on base, which is the crazy part. I remember only like 2 times last night where they left runners on, which you shouldn't leave runners on, but we only had runners on twice. So, I mean, that just shows you where we were throughout the whole game. I mean, we had 1 solo home run, and I forgot how the first one was scored, but yeah, we weren't producing much offense.
No, and that continues to be a problem. You watched the game. I didn't watch it. Was this one of those things where Jim Leland should have pulled Valverde, or was it just happening so fast that before you knew it, they had lost?
No, I don't think you pull Valverde because you put him in to be the closer. So when he puts 2 guys on, who are you gonna go to at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right.
Albuquerque pitched, Benoit pitched, Coke pitched. I mean, he had to get the job done, and he didn't.
And he didn't do it. That's for sure. Well, it's not a position you want to be in. You don't want to, of course. You go into a series, winning the first 2 games, only needing to win 1 of 3. And, well, they haven't done that, and they need to do it tonight or their season is over. And I'm almost going to guarantee you if they lose tonight and they don't go on to the next round of the playoffs, we have seen our last game with Jim Leland as the skipper. I can almost promise you that, Anthony.
Yeah, that might be true.
So it's sad enough. Well, anyway, it is what it is, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens tonight.
Did you happen to catch the Yankees game yesterday?
No, I did not.
The Yankees were down 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and Raul Ibanez came in to pinch hit for A-Rod, and he ended up hitting a walk-off home run to tie the game up in the bottom of the ninth. And then in the 12th inning, he hit another walk-off to win the game.
Oh, sweet God.
Yep, all off a pinch hit in the ninth.
Wow. Well, that goes to show you anything can happen, especially in baseball. Very quickly, Luis Delmas expected to be back for the Lions on Sunday. That is good news, Anthony.
Oh, that's some of the greatest news we've had all year. Might be the greatest news we've had all year.
Yeah, isn't that sad? But the 1-3 Lions need a victory at Philadelphia this Sunday. It's going to be a tall order. We need to take a quick break here. Lots to get to when we continue here on First Shift. As always, you're welcome to join us. Just tell the truth. 888-552-3595. I'm a little bit on edge over this truth thing today. I'll explore that more on the other side. Thank you for punching in this early Thursday morning, October 11th, 2012. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll get it going right after this.
With Tony
Tribbiano. The blind trust is an age-old ruse, if you will, which is to say you can always tell the blind trust what it can and cannot do. You give a blind trust rule.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Checking your traffic, it's still pretty quiet. Just had that one problem with traffic lights out on the service drive of the Southfield Freeway, both directions at Oakwood Boulevard. And we got construction on 94 westbound at Addison. That off-ramp is closed. You can try the Lanyo exit instead. And Michigan Avenue westbound at 275. The ramps to 275 northbound and southbound are closed until November 17th. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. Justifying her actions, Mayor Daniels declared the city charter to be a whimsical document. She embarrassed the city's proud history and those public servants who came before her. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community. Forever linking the city of Troy and its diverse population with this kind of intolerance. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center, ignoring a large bipartisan majority and the direct endorsement of Governor Rick Snyder and the wishes of the Troy Chamber of Commerce. She repeatedly used her deciding vote to ignore what was best for the city of Troy. And if Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Now,
here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's tough to wake up, and it's, you know, part of it, I guess part of it is, you know, I didn't want the Tigers to lose last night, but that certainly was not what put me in a little bit of a cross mood today. But what did put me in a little bit of a cross mood, and actually it starts yesterday. I had a really great lunch meeting yesterday, which I'll tell you about sometime in the near future. When you sit and talk to good, kind-hearted, hard-working people, as I did yesterday, and you understand what's at stake, you understand how people have sacrificed for the common good, for really all of us, it's disheartening when money and lies somehow encompass the process and become part of the dialogue, the acceptable dialogue, and it's really difficult for me, who really understands it at a very fundamental, foundational level, how important all the decisions that affect us are made and why they're made, and there's a philosophy and there's a theology behind everything. And for those of us that take this seriously, and I take all of this very seriously, you really do want what's best for all of us. And when you see the game being changed because the people that believe they can't win know that the only way to do that is to lie, and to do it fairly convincingly. And I got to be honest with you, most of it is as a result of what we call low-information voters, and there are way too many of them. And in fact, Americans have gotten quite lazy. They accept as truth what most people say. How many times have you heard them say on Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck, what I have said repeatedly, go ahead and challenge what I say. Prove me wrong. And I've been proved wrong before, and I accept it, and I learn from it, and I move on. But if I've been proved wrong, it's not because I lied. It's because I just wasn't as informed as I thought I was. It's called being human. I don't claim to be some kind of mental giant, but I work very hard at getting to the base truth of what affects us on this program and beyond. I take this very seriously. There's a reason I'm not a journalist and that I'm a partisan person, because I feel very strongly about certain things. One of those things is family. One of those things is faith. One of those things is work. Folks, if we naively think that work isn't as important as the other things in our lives, well, think again. I mean, think again. It is critical. But what we need to be mindful of is work should not be drudgery. Work should not be something you fear. Work should not be something you just absolutely dread doing. It shouldn't be. And this idea that we have to lie in order to get our way really just rubs me the wrong way, because I find it difficult to think that anybody was raised this way. I'll come back to it. Let's go to the phones again. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Roger in Garden City joins us now. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for punching in.
Good morning, Tony. I totally agree with you. I've never heard so many lies in my whole life in a political campaign on the federal or local level. I think these Republicans, they got into some Kool-Aid. They sound like a bunch of schizophrenics. It just gotten crazy. It's going to be fun to watch tonight how many lies Paul Ryan lies. What's your thoughts?
Well, listen, we're going to get a lot of lies from Paul Ryan tonight. This idea, you know, he was here the other day and made comments about being from Detroit West, in Wisconsin. And he comes from an extremely wealthy family. He knows as much about being an auto worker as I know about being a rich venture capitalist, which is absolutely nothing, Roger. I'm sick and tired of hardworking people like you and the other people that listen to this show and call into this show who are as honest as the day is long, who would just do about anything to help their fellow man, who would literally give their shirt off their back, Roger, to be lied to or to unfortunately force upon really very good-hearted people a series of untruths in order to, I don't know, support some agenda that only helps not just maybe the 1%, but the top 1/1,000th of 1%. Roger, it's dead wrong.
You know, this should be a no-brainer. It should be 99% for the president and 1% for Romney. Because that's who he represents, as the 1%. It's sad how many lies. I'm tired of hearing all the lies.
Well, I am too. And, Roger, I want to thank you for your call. I want to use as a recent example, we're going to get into this a little bit, but I'll use as a recent example, all of a sudden, Mitt Romney's pretending like he's a moderate on a woman's right to choose, which he is not. The last thing he is a moderate. The only thing he does moderately is nothing. I don't know anything he does moderately, to be honest with you. If you believe the polls, and the polls say that women for Obama are now equal to women for Romney, which I find incredibly impossible to believe that women in this country would be that foolish. And if there are women listening to this program right now, I can't fathom that any of you could ever support Mitt Romney. I can't fathom a woman having a reason to support Mitt Romney. Now, if, again, you are that one-issue voter, and that issue happens to be abortion, well, shame on you. Shame on you. I'll say this for the millionth time. I don't agree with everything the Democratic Party does, but certainly they represent the best opportunity under the current political system that we practice in this country to help as many people as possible. Call it the big tent party, the big umbrella party, call it whatever you want. But Republicans don't care about the good and welfare of the common person. They don't care if you have a place to eat. They don't care if you eat at all. They don't. They truly don't. They are hateful, spiteful human beings who naively, and this is, I'm not overgeneralizing here, who naively believe that one day they will too be rich, and therefore they need to protect what the rich have so that when they reach the promised land, it almost sounds like Mormonism, doesn't it? When you reach that promised land, which, by the way, you're never going to get to, that all of that will be yours. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Isn't that wonderful? I'm just tired of the lying. I am sick and tired of the lying. And I would like to think you are too, but I'm not convinced that that's true. I'm just sadly not. I know it's a tough way to start the day, but folks, we need to start having, talk about honesty. We need to start having an honest conversation about where we're headed in this country. This isn't even about the election. It's about our lives. Seriously, it's about our lives. Think about it. A quick break. Join me, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We'll take that break and be back. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
So far, no troubles on your early morning commute, but we do have some closures. 94 westbound at Addison, that off-ramp is closed for road work. You can exit at Lanyo instead. That'll be going on until 9 p.m. on Saturday. Michigan Avenue westbound at 275. The ramps 275 northbound and southbound are closed until November 17th. And the Blue Water Bridge ramp to 94 westbound, that's closed starting at 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. today. And we still have those traffic lights out on the Southfield Freeway Service Drive, both directions at Oakwood Boulevard. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's with more fun than ever. Find game pieces on your faves like Big Mac and large fries. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTV.
As they drill for quick corporate profits deep inside our earth, such natural gas frackers as ExxonMobil and Halliburton are not only causing enormous harm to people's health, the environment, and local economies all across the country, but they're also fracking something essential to a properly functioning democratic society, truth. They are hailing themselves both as exemplars of free market success and as the virtuous ones in our society. The producers and makers, as contrasted to the mass of Americans that the far-right corporatists are now openly calling moochers and takers. The current natural gas boom, the frackers exclaim in a self-serving narrative fabricated by their PR departments and political front groups, is a victory over those wimpy and undeserving producers of wind and solar power who are dependent on government subsidies to get up and running. The shale gas boom, wrote the oil and gas-funded American Enterprise Institute this year, has occurred, quote, away from the greedy grasp of Washington. AEI's laissez-faire fabulous snidely added that surely Washington would have done something to slow it down, tax it more, or stop it altogether had the bureaucrats realized that private enterprise was making such progress. Indeed, crowed an industry PR group, the free market has worked its magic. Sheesh, their BS goes deeper than their fracking gas wells. First, magicians don't perform magic, they do illusions. Second, for three decades, the federal government has pumped more than $100 million into research for the frackers, finding ways to make the technique work. And since 1980, the big bad government they now badmouth has paid frackers more than $10 billion in a subsidy written specifically for them. This is Jim Hightower saying, these oil giants aren't the virtuous ones. They're liars, fracking their own integrity.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Together we stand, divided we fall.
Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Speaking of lying, Mitt Romney, as I said a little earlier, created some controversy again this week. He seems to do that well. By now claiming that, I don't know what the hell he claimed. I mean, he claimed that he wasn't aware of any legislation with regards to women's reproductive health that he would advance. And then, of course, they turn around and say, no, he is pro-life and will be a pro-life president, yada, yada, yada. Well, on NBC Nightly News, they explored this topic, and this is what they report.
Mitt Romney is trying to take advantage of a bounce coming off the last debate, but it was something he said on the subject of abortion that is getting a lot of the attention today and tonight. It's where we begin tonight with NBC's Peter Alexander traveling with the Romney campaign in Sidney, Ohio. Peter, good evening.
Brian, good evening to you. Today, Mitt Romney covered more than 228 miles on his campaign bus, making three stops, trying to build on his momentum from last week's debate and put this key swing state back in play. On the offensive again today in Ohio, Mitt Romney touched all the political bases at his first stop in Mount Vernon, a manufacturing plant in a must-win state owned by a woman who has something in common with Romney's wife, Ann.
Karen and my wife are both breast cancer survivors. And
the Romney campaign hopes the latest national poll is the sign of a trend, a post-debate surge showing Romney's pulled even among likely women voters. On Monday, Romney seemed to soften his position on abortion during an interview with the Des Moines Register.
There's no legislation with regards to abortion that I'm familiar with that would become part of my agenda.
The Obama campaign jumped on that comment, writing, "We know the truth about where he stands on a woman's right to choose," pointing to Romney's past statements on the issue
That's
like this from 2007.
Right, so I'd like to see Roe v. Wade overturned and allow the states and the elected representatives of the people and the people themselves have the ability to put in place pro-life legislation.
Today in Ohio, Romney was pressed to clarify.
I think I said that time and again, I'm a pro-life candidate, I'll be a pro-life president.
Meanwhile, in a radio interview, the president offered his own explanation for his lackluster debate performance.
I think it's fair to say I was just too polite.
Bill Clinton had his own analysis, jumping up and down while he mocked Romney in Las Vegas Monday.
I had a different reaction to that first debate than a lot of people did. I mean, I thought, wow, here's old moderate Mitt. Where you been, boy? I don't have that tax plan I had for the last 2 years. You gonna believe me or your lying eyes here? Come on.
But the focus now, tomorrow night's vice presidential showdown. 69-year-old Joe Biden, a debate veteran, and Paul Ryan, 27 years his junior, with no experience in a national debate, recalling matchups with similar generational differences. Jennifer Granholm played Sarah Palin in Vice President Biden's 2008 debate prep.
Instead of it being risky that Joe Biden is more seasoned and Paul Ryan is younger, they both have strengths that they bring to this conversation.
You see, they want to make Ohio.
And Paul Ryan arrived in Kentucky late this evening, Brian, greeted by his wife and his mother and an enthusiastic crowd. His opponent, Vice President Biden, will land there tomorrow after resting up tonight in his own bed in Delaware.
Peter Alexander starting us off, Sidney, Ohio. All right, so, that kind of plays it out, which brings me to tonight's debate. Expectations, of course, are going to be high for both sides. I mean, that's just common sense. Certainly Joe Biden is no rookie, as they just pointed out, to the debate process, and I would anticipate he will be able to hold his own. The question will be, and it always is that question, how far is far enough? And that's where this gets a little bit hinky, because we now have, because of the last presidential debate, an expectation. If Biden comes out very aggressive, then they're going to say, well, he was just mocking Mitt Romney's strategy, and it didn't work for him. Or maybe it does work for him. Paul Ryan, we have no expectations on, because, frankly, this is his first debate, so it gets easier for him. So ultimately, it's going to come down to, I'm sorry to say this, not what they say, but how they say it. I've been railing about truth now for almost 40 minutes, and I don't know how much truth is going to matter tonight for Paul Ryan. He would have a real hard time defending his position. He's anti-woman. He's anti-LGBT. He's anti-middle class. He's anti-everything most of us believe in. He's, like I said, extremely wealthy. And he just doesn't understand the reality of what's happening in the world. It's not that he doesn't comprehend it. He definitely comprehends it. He just doesn't understand it. He's never walked that walk. And he's really not talked that talk until now that he becomes a candidate for the vice presidency of this great land of ours. So we see. We'll, you know, tonight will be what it is. Will it matter? I wish I had the answer to that. I'm a little confused by the answer to that particular question, but we'll just see. Well, in that last piece, they did mention President Obama did a radio interview yesterday. He did it with nationally syndicated radio show host Tom Joyner, who goes into many urban markets all over the country. This is what the president had to say on the Tom Joyner show yesterday.
The debate, I think it's fair to say I was just too polite, because, you know, it's hard to sometimes just keep on saying what you're saying isn't true. It gets repetitive. But the good news is that's just the first one. Governor Romney put forward a whole bunch of stuff that either involved him running away from positions that he had taken or doubling down on things like Medicare vouchers that are going to hurt him long term.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's fair to say that we will see a little more activity at the next one. But keep in mind that, you know, the issues that are at stake for folks haven't changed. You know, we've got millions of people who've got health care right now because of our health care bill. And they won't have it if Mitt Romney is elected president. You know, you've got young people who are getting Pell Grants and, you know, help on their student loans. And they will not have it if we don't make sure we win this election. And so across the board, whether you're talking about health care, whether you're talking about tax policy, where they, his plan would end up raising taxes for upper income folk or raise taxes for middle class folks, even as they're cutting them for millionaires and billionaires. When it comes down to what he said yesterday about he would have still had troops in Iraq at this point.
Mm.
You know, across the board, these are issues that matter to people day in, day out. And so we're just going to, we've got 4 weeks left in the election. And we're going to take it to them.
Well, you know,
make
one
sure
thing.
Everybody, make sure everybody understands exactly what is at stake.
Well, you know, one thing I think happened is a lot of us that have been getting real comfortable are now uncomfortable and scared to death as a result of the debate.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, Tom. This was always going to be a close race. The fact of the matter is that if people were comfortable, they didn't recognize we had just gone through four really tough years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Governor Romney kept on making mistakes month after month, so it made it look artificially like this was might end up being a cakewalk. But mm-hmm. we understood internally that it never would be, that it was going to tighten. It tightened over the last 3 or 4 days, but it could have tightened after the convention if they hadn't had such a bad convention.
Now, there's a lot of truth to that. The Republicans did have a horrible convention, and when we get back from the, we're going to take the break here in a few minutes. When we get back from the break, I want to share a story with you, and we're going to show air some audio of Mitt Romney again trying to fit in where he doesn't belong. The one thing we know definitively to be true, although I don't understand why the American people don't place more importance when judging and measuring a potential president, and I'm talking about foreign policy. Mitt Romney has been a disaster with regard to foreign policy. I don't need to remind you of his trip to the Olympics in London, how he, of course, offended the people that worked so hard to get that up and running. By the way, he was dead wrong. He said they didn't have enough, so he was concerned about the security. He was dead wrong on that issue. More gaffes on that trip in Israel, offending the Palestinians as he did so admirably. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Now, I'm going to go back to something I said to Stephen Henderson yesterday. Any other you know, you've got to go outside the field of Republican candidates that were part of the 2012 cycle, because none of them were very good, which is how Mitt Romney ended up where he was at. And really, no respect offered for those that were in the race. Michelle Bachmann is a joke. In fact, we haven't had a chance to discuss this, but she may lose her congressional seat. She is not polling well. Her opponent has pulled even. And if he can raise enough money, chances are she doesn't get reelected. What a relief that would be for this country. So you had Michelle Bachmann. You had Herman Cain, the adulterer. You have 999, we're doing fine. You have Rick Santorum, who is one of the most extreme right-wing Republicans this country has ever known, who was so soundly defeated for re-election that most people would have gone into hiding and never came back out, but his ego didn't allow that. Newt Gingrich, is what it is. That he did as well as he did for a short period of time, I found so confusing. And then Texas Governor Rick Perry, who just made an ass out of himself and should have never got into the race but believed his own hype. And I could go on. But, you know, if we had a serious Republican candidate, as I said yesterday, an entirely different campaign. But we don't. Do you really think things are better under a President Romney? Do you really think that? 888-552-3595. Let's take a quick break here. Much more to get to on the other side, including Mitt Romney using a story that actually does him more of a disservice than anything. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
With Tony Trujillo. President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Susan Demas on the other side of the top of the hour break. But before we get to that, my friend Ed Schultz yesterday spoke about Mitt Romney. He's been telling a story about a deceased Navy SEAL slain in combat, a true American hero. I'll let the audio speak for itself and then come back and chat with you about it.
He served as a Navy SEAL. And after his service as a SEAL, after a number of years, he had stayed involved helping in the Middle East, providing security services to our government and to other enterprises to provide help to them. And you can imagine how shocked I was to learn that he was one of the two former Navy SEALs killed in Benghazi just a couple of weeks ago.
Welcome back to the Ed Show. That was Mitt Romney on the campaign trail in Ohio today, recalling a chance encounter he had with Glenn Dougherty, a former Navy SEAL who died in the September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Romney began telling the story yesterday, a day after he used the attack to criticize President Obama in a foreign policy speech at Virginia Military Institute. But he won't be telling that story again. Barbara Dougherty, the former SEAL's mother, told her local NBC affiliate that she did not appreciate Romney's use of her son's story on the campaign trail. She said, "I don't trust Romney. He shouldn't make my son's death part of the political agenda. It's wrong to use these brave young men who wanted freedom for all to degrade Obama." When reached for comment, the Romney camp told BuzzFeed, "Governor Romney was inspired by the memory of meeting Glenn Dougherty and shared his story and that memory. We respect the wishes of Mrs. Dougherty, though." But Elf Ellefson, a friend of Dougherty's for over 20 years, remembered Dougherty's impression of the meeting to be very different.
"He said it was pathetic and comical to have the same person come up to you within only, you know, a half hour, reintroduce himself to you, having absolutely no idea whatsoever that he just did this 20 minutes ago and did not even recognize Glenn's face."
Governor Romney, who doesn't have any credibility on foreign policy, chooses to politicize the death of this American hero. And to make the story fit his agenda, he apparently had to lie. Tonight in our survey, I asked, can voters trust Mitt Romney? 9% of you say yes, 91% of you say no.
All right. And, you know, again, this just goes back to the underlying message, sadly, today about lying. And, oh, man, you know, his mother asked him, the Navy SEAL Glenn's mother asked Romney to stop using the story. Oh, man, I'm just telling you, it's crazy. All right, very quickly, just a short one. Ann Romney did an interview a couple days ago on Fox News. And in her what has become fairly typical whining of anything that is critical of her husband, I mean, I understand wanting to protect her husband, she has become somewhat of a martyr. This is what she had to say on Fox News.
"What do you think about the charges that he lied? The other side said, you know, oh, well, he lied his way through that whole debate. How did you feel when you heard that?"
I can't. I mean, like, lied about what? This is something he's been saying all along. This is what he believes. This is his policy. This is his statements. This is, lied. It's sort of like someone that, you know, in the sandbox that, like, lost the game, and they're just going to kick sand in someone's face and say, "You liar." I mean, it's like they lost. And so now they just are going to say, okay, the game, you know, we didn't like the game. So it's to me poor sportsmanship.
They lost. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And seriously, do you not know that your husband lied throughout the entire? It's been fact checked. Lied about what? Just open up the New York Times the day after the debate. Go to the fact check portion of that debate, as we did on this very show, Ann Romney, and a list of lies are safely and securely placed there for prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand she's a politician's wife and has been for many years. We're not supposed to pick on the wives and the kids, and I've basically left the kids alone. But Ann Romney is just a spoiled brat. And unfortunately, when the life you lead is about people serving you, and nothing fits neatly into that, well, the first thing you do is what she did, which, by the way, was lie. So at least her and Mitt Romney have that in common. You know, these Mormons lying for the Lord, we established last week there was some credibility to that in their religion. Shame on you, Ann Romney, for not understanding the simple basic tenets of, I don't know, parenting. Lead by example. And so I can only, well, remember, Mitt Romney threw his kids under the bus in the last debate. I have five boys. I know that if they say something long enough, people tend to believe it. Well, Mitt, people are paying attention, and although you're repeating these lies over and over again, as is your wife, well, I'm not believing it, and there are lots of others that aren't believing it. My concern is the ones that aren't paying attention. As I said earlier, the low-information voters, and there are way too many of them. Shame on you for not questioning what is being said. Shame on you indeed. All right, very quickly, a local story. Let's just get to it. Thaddeus McCotter will be in court this morning to give testimony in the fraud case against two of his staffers. Let's listen to this from WXYZ-TV.
The Thaddeus McCotter soap opera continues tomorrow. This chapter will take place in court, and McCotter himself, who has stayed silent since his congressional career imploded, will be called to the witness stand. According to the attorney for McCotter's former district director, Paul Sewald, McCotter will back up Sewald's story that Sewald did not know he was signing off on fabricated petitions containing fake signatures.
My client voluntarily, within a couple days, went up and met with the attorney general and gave a sworn statement.
He thought if he cooperated that he wouldn't end up in this position.
Correct.
Sewald's attorney, Mark Mandel, says his client is being unfairly targeted by the attorney general.
I think this would probably be the first time ever in the state of Michigan where somebody signed a petition as a circulator and now has been charged with 9 misdemeanors and probably even more importantly, a felony.
Sewald faces a slew of misdemeanor charges in connection with Congressman McCotter's re-election petitions. The Attorney General says Sewald and Deputy District Director Don Yao Chang turned in fake signatures for McCotter's re-election drive. Yao Chang faces much more serious charges in the case. Also facing charges in this case, former McCotter staffers Lorianne O'Brady and Melissa Turnbull. As for McCotter, he's never been charged. Reporting from Livonia, I'm Tom Waits, 7 Action News.
All right, Tom Waits with WXYZ TV Channel 7. Well, would love to be in court today when Thad's there. Just not going to happen. I have a fairly full agenda. I'm sure we'll be reporting on it tomorrow. All right, let's take a quick break for the top of the hour. Susan Demas and Brian Moslem in the next hour. Lots to get to as we work our way through this Labor Day Thursday. All right, let's do it. We'll take the break and be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
So far, no troubles on your early morning commute, but we do have some closures. 94 westbound at Addison, that off-ramp is closed for road work. You can exit at Lanyo instead. That'll be going on until 9 p.m. on Saturday. Michigan Avenue westbound at 275. The ramps 275 northbound and southbound are closed until November 17th. And the Blue Water Bridge ramp to 94 westbound, that's closed starting at 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. today. And we still have those traffic lights out on the Southfield Freeway Service Drive, both directions at Oakwood Boulevard. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Swing states are tightening up, according to the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. President Obama and Mitt Romney virtually tied in Florida and Virginia, while the president continues to hold the edge in Ohio. NBC's Mark Murray says the Obama campaign remains upbeat.
The fact that they are still very competitive in Florida and Virginia, and you look at all their routes to 270 electoral votes, and they feel like they still have those same routes.
More Americans are choosing to live alone. A USA Today analysis finds single households on the rise, especially among seniors, calling it a major lifestyle shift. Fewer homeowners are losing their homes. U.S. foreclosure listings have dropped to a five-year low. And chocolate as brain food? A new study links chocolate consumption to the number of Nobel Prize winners in a country and suggests that it's a sign the sweet treat can boost brain power. Take that, Mom. This is NBC News Radio. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency has released a mountain of evidence against Lance Armstrong to back up its claim that the champion cycler repeatedly used performance-enhancing drugs. NBC's Lisa Myers.
The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency laid out its case, 1,000 pages of what it called overwhelming evidence of an undeniable web of cheating in a quest to win at all costs.
Armstrong maintains he never used PEDs. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the administration's goal is to resolve the impasse with Congress that threatens to impose what many call a fiscal cliff of tax hikes and spending cuts. He says he's optimistic. Wall Street's bearish, the Dow down triple digits again yesterday. And when it comes to shedding pounds, peer pressure seems to work better than the doctor's orders. A new study finds people who attend Weight Watchers meetings over a sustained period of time lose more weight than those who get professional counseling. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
This is Charles Osgood. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
In Ann Arbor, call Finn's JM&J Insurance at 734-668-4050.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Our world is still very much in the computer age, but at some point we'll have to ask whether we are still in the personal computer age. Sales of PCs, both desktops and laptops, are falling a lot, down more than 8% from a year ago, according to two studies. Gartner and IDC both point out the rising popularity of tablets as a factor. Also, says Gartner, a change in the industry pecking order. Hewlett-Packard is no longer the top seller of PCs. That distinction now goes to China's Lenovo. Back in March, BP settled a lawsuit with a group of Gulf Coast businesses agreeing to pay $7.8 billion in damages because of the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. $7.8 billion may seem like small potatoes once we get the amount of BP's settlement with the Justice Department. Wall Street Journal reports that settlement is soon coming and it could top $21 billion. Stock futures are rising, S&P futures gaining 6, NASDAQ futures up 13. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday, October 11th, 2012. I'll repeat it again. That makes it 10, 11, 12. I know how clever. Hope you're all doing well. Yeah, little bit of it on a tear this morning about truth. What I'd like to think is the foundation of what makes everything work, what makes the country great, etc., seems to be a lack of that in this current day and age. Truth, truth, truth. You know, I think it's a nice segue into my next guest who visits with us every Tuesday at this time. Certainly, Susan Demas is committed to the truth. You can tell that in the way she does her job. With that said, give me an intro and let's get this hour going.
If you have been looking for real journalism as First Shift has,
then it will come as no surprise
that when we discovered Susan Demas, First Shift made an extraordinary effort to make her one of our regular guests.
And as you will hear in a moment,
the main thing Susan cares about is truth and fortifying her profession as a journalist.
And toward that end,
First Shift hit the jackpot.
As we welcome MERS and MLive journalist Susan Demas.
And we do welcome Susan Demas back to the show. And, you know, Susan, if I've never told you this in person, although I've never really met you in person, that'll happen one day, I do have a lot of respect for you, mostly because, well, you've had certainly a fairly well-decorated career, but more importantly, you really do care about the truth, and that's evident in the way you write. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
No, I truly mean that. You know, look, I want to have a kind of an interesting conversation that might piss off some of the audience today, but so be it. You know, we've, of course, over the last couple of days, what we thought would happen post-debate has happened. Mitt Romney is doing better in the polls. It doesn't surprise me. In fact, I expect it to get even tighter as we get closer to Election Day, as more and more people really start to pay attention. But, Susan, why are the liberals getting so hinky over this?
You know, part of it, I think, is just in the nature of folks who are more on the progressive side of things. You know, I remember back in 2008 when the numbers were looking great for Obama, there was still some pessimism. How can we blow this? Things can't be this good. There's just not the confidence that Republicans tend to have. And, you know, we talked right after the presidential debate, and, you know, my assessment was that Romney won. You know, I know a lot of the people were calling in, and people were pretty upset at the president, and I get that. But, you know, I've watched a lot of debates. And I can't say that I really thought that Obama just blew it more than anybody else I've ever seen. Yeah, I thought George W. Bush didn't do very good against Kerry. But I think the carrying on, frankly, from liberals on MSNBC and, you know, folks in the blogosphere just really became an echo chamber. And, of course, everybody on the Republican side was just beside themselves about how well Romney had done. And the combination made for, you know, a pretty explosive storyline.
Well, what I'm trying to determine, you know, I'm a fairly committed liberal, and I'm much more liberal than most Democrats are. I recognize that. But it's really my wing of the Democratic Party that seems to take it much harder. And I don't quite understand that. Maybe because we haven't been fully indoctrinated into the system. Maybe we're not fully appreciated, although there is a progressive caucus in Congress. There's been some advancements there. But Susan, really, I'd like this conversation to go is it just inherent in a progressive's DNA to think that they're always the underdog? Could that really be part of the problem? And I'm not being a smartass. I'm asking a serious question.
You know, I think there's something to it. I mean, I'm not going to claim to be an expert in social psychology. It's just, you know, something that I've observed, you know, in my more than decade, you know, covering politics. If you look at how this country breaks down ideologically, there aren't as many people who identify as liberal as conservative or moderate. I think the country under Reagan did shift. And so, frankly, I think liberals are in the minority, and they would like the Democratic Party to be more to the left as it was under FDR. And that's not the case. So I think there's frustration, and I think there's pessimism.
Well, yeah, and there's, you know, certainly there's some truth to that. And, you know, I find it interesting as we look at, quote unquote, the liberal media, but I mean the literal liberal media. They say the media in general is liberal, which I've never bought into that in any way, shape, or form. But there are, I'm certainly part of the liberal media. Ed Schultz is part of the liberal media. Chris Matthews and so on. You know, I look at the quote unquote liberal media, and I often wonder. Listen, you and I did talk today after the debate. You didn't see me melting down like they did on MSNBC post-debate. I mean, you would have thought Chris Matthews, somebody had stabbed him in the back and was churning that knife as hard as they could the way he reacted. I mean, sweet God, mellow out, dude.
Right. And, you know, I have to say, frankly, and you know, this is my observation as somebody, you know, who's, you know, I've written columns on media criticism. I think there's more intellectual honesty in the liberal side of the media than the conservative. And we're not talking the mainstream. We're talking the partisans. I could never imagine Fox News having pundits out there just trashing Mitt Romney, even if he did lose the debate, like everybody, you know, said Obama lost the debate. That just wouldn't be the case, because people are very good at towing the party line on the right. I just read a really interesting piece in Talking Points Memo today on this huge Obama donor, this guy who's donated $1 million, and it was a real thorough and critical look. That's the kind of thing you're not going to read on the National Review about big Romney donors. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I respect. I like to see independence. I like to see real journalism, even if there's a partisan bent.
Well, as do I. You know, sometimes I labeled our conversation today on the website as an inconvenient truth. Because for liberals, there is some legitimacy, I think, to my observation that the conversation we're going to have this morning will be an inconvenient truth for some liberals. Here's the problem, and I think this is a very serious problem. And I was talking a little earlier in the show today about truth, and I said you're never going to hear Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck or Fox News. You're never going to hear them say, in my opinion, those words never come out of their mouth. They say everything as if it's the absolute God's honest, verifiable truth, and they don't back off it no matter what. Well, liberal people that are doing liberal media don't do that. They just don't do that. Well, some do, but for the by and large, they don't do that. And I don't know, maybe we need to start putting a farm team of faux journalists together that will do what the conservatives do in reporting on the right. But I don't think that that serves anybody well at the end of the day. So come on, liberals, get over it. Let's just deal with what we got to deal with and move on.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously from where I'm sitting, you know, I'm not really in favor of, you know, creating another class of liberal hacks like you see on the conservative side because, I mean, frankly, I think it's boring to listen to people who will always tell you that their team is winning no matter what. I don't get anything out of that, and it's frankly intellectually dishonest half the time. You know, I like people who can see shades of gray. I think that the world is not black and white, and you've got to be able to acknowledge when the other side wins some and when you win some. Where I think liberals do themselves a disservice is when they have a huge freakout like they had last week and blow things out of proportion when things aren't going their way.
I would agree. I have to ask before we get to the break here, as a serious journalist, and you certainly fall into that category, does it bother you that you get lumped into that, let's just call it media, that really is not intellectually honest, that really is quite partisan? Does it bother you to be considered, sadly, part of that class of journalists?
You know, it used to bother me more because I felt like, you know, if I could demonstrate my record, that perhaps, you know, people wouldn't make those specious claims. But, you know, people aren't looking for evidence. They're just looking to trash you. So, you know, I know where I stand. I know where I'm coming from. I know the job that I do. And, you know, if people want to disparage me from one side or the other, they're free to do so. But, you know, I'm just here to do my job.
Yeah, well, and I've got to tell you, when we first had you on the program, I mean, the very first time, and we were talking about asking you to join us on a regular basis, and I got clearly 90% of the reason why I wanted you here is because I really thought, and there are times that we've disagreed. What I liked about it is you had a fundamentally good reason for writing what you're writing and saying what you're saying. And oftentimes when I do disagree with you, it's because of my own personal filter. It has absolutely nothing to do with the truth. Sometimes the truth's a hard thing to bite. I mean, it just is. I can't swallow it all the time.
Well, I totally understand that. And, you know, I like talking with people who don't agree with me 100% of the time. It would be really boring.
Absolutely. Well, you have to agree with this. You don't have a choice. We got to go to the break. So we're going to do that, and we'll come back more to discuss with Susan Demas. 888-552-3595 if you care to join us. But don't punch out. We got a lot to get to in this hour, and we'll do that right after we take this quick break.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Starting to pick up some problems on your commute, let's head over to 94 eastbound at 23 mile. Accident has your right lane blocked, vehicle in a ditch, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. Now, 23 mile road at 94, that ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to that accident. Traffic lights are flashing red in all directions on Cashew at 94, and also still got those traffic lights out on the service drive of the Southfield Freeway, both directions at Oakwood Boulevard. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center. If Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this early Thursday morning. My guest, Susan Demas, journalist extraordinaire. Speaking of truth and politics, well, that, of course, becomes its own game. But what about truth in advertising? As we know, the proposals, depending on which one you're following, and people take their favorites, I get that. If you're just watching TV, well, you're getting all kinds of mixed messages. But Susan Demas, let's talk a little bit about Proposal 5, because that is one that, well, it's getting interesting. It's not one of the sexier ones, but it's certainly one we should probably be paying the most attention to.
Yeah, Proposal 5 is the one that would require a two-thirds majority in both houses of the legislature to raise taxes. And, yeah, you're right, it doesn't sound very sexy, but in reality, pretty much anything you hate about government, the dysfunction, the infighting, that's just going to go on steroids if this passes.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the pro prop 5 people, and what we're told is that this is entirely the brain trust of the Maroon family, that they've bankrolled it, this is their baby, and they're going out of their way to make sure it passes. Is that true?
Well, the interesting thing is that if you look at the campaign finance reports that are publicly out there at the Secretary of State website, all but $1,000 of the $1.9 million that's been put into this effort as of July come from the Maroon family. When I asked the head of the organization that's pushing this amendment, the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity, who's claiming this is a grassroots effort, I asked her, then why is all the money coming from the Maroons? And she said, that is a very, very offensive question. How could you say that? The proof is in the pudding. I can't change the campaign finance report. So That's a pretty pretty outrageous statement for her to make.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you said to her, well, I went to the, you know, Secretary of State's public website and got the information there, so I'm just reporting what I saw. Did you, I'm sure you said that to her. Did she respond?
Yes, I did, and I asked her, well, does this mean that your next report will reflect broad-based support? And she never answered that. She just said, I'm grassroots, this is grassroots, and basically take my word for it. And I don't doubt that there are folks out there that support this, but the fact is that what we know of the money is coming from one family, and it's just disingenuous and frankly dishonest to say otherwise.
Oh, I mean, that really is the point. It brings us back to the truth and the honesty question. Like I said, sometimes the truth can be awfully inconvenient, and we might not like the truth, but the truth is the truth. There's nothing, listen, like you just said, the proof is in the pudding. You look at the finance report, it's obvious that 99.9% of the money for this campaign's come from one family. Just own it. What's the big deal? It's out there. It's, you know, instead of taking the bad press for lying, you take the bad press for it being the truth, but it goes away a lot quicker.
Right. Well, obviously, they think that that's a damaging story to them. But in that case, I guess I would, you know, work to raise money from other sources. So that's not the story.
Well, that would, of course, be the other option, you know. And if you truly want it to be grassroots, do what the Obama campaign has successfully done since he ran for the state Senate. You beg people for $5 donations. It works for him. He can literally go out and say that the vast majority of his donors donate less than $200 a person. That's a big deal. If you're going to be grassroots, that does it. And people that agree with you, Susan, will pay $5.
Right. You know, just strikingly, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is firmly against Proposal 5. Usually, they're a very conservative group. But Rich Studley, who's the CEO, said at a press conference this week, one of the main reasons why we're not in favor of this is that this is not a grassroots effort. This isn't like the Headley Amendment, you know, that we had. You know, this is something where you've got, you know, a special interest that's pushing for this. We've seen efforts in other states. And, you know, this is not something that can be categorized as a taxpayer rebellion.
Actually, what's really interesting, Susan, about Proposal 5 is it is making awfully strange bedfellows. I'll throw out Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder happen to see this one the same way.
I know. They're going to do a video. You know, it's part of this kind of odd couples campaign, you know, which is an interesting concept. You know, the problem for the pro side is that they just don't have the money that the problem for the anti-Proposal 5 side is they just don't have the money that those who are pushing this do. And so far we've just seen press conferences and videos. You and I both know that especially on proposals, most people get their information from TV ads, and so far there haven't been any.
Well, then we're going to talk about this a little bit later on, so we'll save it for then. But we see what's happened with Proposal 2. There are now a series of very ridiculous anti-Prop 2 ads that are not even close to being the truth that are actually scoring with the electorate, because we see the polling on Prop 2 tanking right now. And not that it's not too late to turn that around, but you're right. So many people. And this really, you know, Susan, we go back to something you and I discussed a few weeks back, which is this idea of undecided voters. Well, there are literally undecided voters. Now they begin to pay attention, which is why we're seeing some movement in the polls. And it doesn't matter what the issue is or what the candidate is. People are now waking up going, okay, I've got to vote in a few weeks. I better start paying attention. And that actually is what's going on right now.
Right. You know, it's only, you know, nerds like you and me that pay attention to this stuff year-round.
Yeah, you got that right. Yes, and we do. But it's, you know, again, this is just one of those things where people can't, you know, fathom. You know, how can you not be paying attention? Well, because people have lives, people have kids, people have jobs. You know, it's not, you know, again, it's, like you said, we're you know, we're just political nerds. This is what we do. So we're following it more closely. I don't. You know, I don't, in fact, I had a conversation with somebody last week, and they said, oh, my God, you know, the Democrats really were smart in getting the Supreme Court candidates out there so early. They've been up for over a month, and there's not been one ad from the other side. Well, the other side's not stupid. They know that it's really the last 3 or 4 weeks that matters most, and now we're seeing the ads, and we're going to see more of them because they get that. They get that a lot of people are last-minute shoppers. Now, I was railing against the low-information voters earlier on in the show because they drive me nuts, but the reality is nothing I can do to change that.
Right. And, you know, especially with offices like the Supreme Court or these proposals, you've got a lot more undecided voters at this point than at the top of the ticket with the presidential race because, you know, I mean, people know who the president is. They know they've made up their mind much more for that office. But, you know, people can still be persuaded for some of these down ballot issues.
And they will. Well, listen, next week brings us 1 week closer to the election and can't wait to talk to you then. In the meantime, Susan Demas, as always, appreciate your time here on First Shift.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Once again, Susan Demas with the Mirror's News Service and MLive.com. A quick break here, and we get to a candidate. Yep, we've only got one today, but it's a good one. Stay with us. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Started to pick up some problems on your commute. Let's head over to 94 eastbound at 23 mile. Accident has your right lane blocked. Vehicle in a ditch and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. Now 23 mile road at 94, that ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to that accident. Traffic lights are flashing red in all directions on Cashew at 94. And also still got those traffic lights out on the service drive of the Southfield Freeway, both directions at Oakwood Boulevard. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Our message is, listen to your associates. Stop retaliating. We're not trying to shut down this company. We're trying to make it better for ourselves and for our customers.
Evelyn Cruz, one of the Walmart workers who rallied at the company headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas on Wednesday. Walmart workers in six cities, including Los Angeles and Dallas, have walked off their jobs recently in the first ever wave of strikes against Walmart operations. The win by striking Walmart warehouse workers in Illinois is inspiring other Walmart worker activists like Cruz to redouble their efforts. From the Bentonville, Arkansas rally, Cruz said for most Walmart workers, earning a living is next to impossible due to the part-time status and low wages.
We are human beings trying to take care of our families, trying to make a living for ourselves, an honest living, and this company is just not even giving us a chance to earn a living there. It's extremely hard. If you don't have a supportive family, you are not making a living there, let alone trying to support a family.
One U.S. renewable energy industry is getting pinched after losing a tax credit, Jesse Russell reports.
The U.S. wind turbine industry is starting to feel the impact of Congress not renewing a tax credit that benefits that industry. 75 workers were let go on Tuesday at a blade factory in Colorado. In late September, American Wind Energy Association CEO Denise Bode pled with Congress to renew the credit due to the detrimental impact it would have on well-paying skilled jobs in that industry. Since the credit expired, Siemens has cut nearly 700 jobs, Katana Summit has announced plans to close plants in Nebraska and Washington, and Molded Fiberglass shaved 92 jobs in South Dakota. The tax credit has been credited with helping to provide companies in the wind industry with the ability to create more than 20,000 7,000 jobs. Without the credit being renewed, it's projected that just as many jobs as were created will likely be lost. The tax credit expired due to opposition by the Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
American Crystal Sugar has locked out its 1,300 union workers for 14 months now while it makes record profits and its CEO's salary skyrockets. The AFL-CIO has called for a nationwide boycott of American Crystal Sugar to begin October 15th. Here are some of the kids of the locked-out workers speaking about the injustice of the lockout.
It's hard because my dad has worked so hard, and so has my mom. And just to see somebody be this uncaring of all the families, it's really heartbreaking.
It's been really hard for our family. I wrote in my letter that I hope we get to pay the bills, make sure we keep our house.
I'm only 11 years old, and I worry about those things because, well, you just think about it, and thinking about it gets you scared, and you want to help, but you can't do nothing.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Only one candidate today, but I think we did four yesterday, give or take one or two. I don't know. We did four yesterday. Only one today, but a good one at that. Before we do an introduction, though, a little full disclosure here. This candidate and his committee have placed some ad time with us, which will begin running a little later on this month. Now, I want to be very clear about this. He is not a guest with me today because they placed some advertising with the program. I would have had him on nonetheless. But let's listen to a preview of that ad because, as many of you will remember him and his coach, have this to say about him.
This is former Michigan State University football coach George Perlis. I hope you would join me in voting for Brian Musalem for Michigan State Board of Trustees. Brian Musalem was a co-captain on the MSU football team. I know Brian Musalem will use his leadership skills to represent everyone at Michigan State. I hope you would join me on November 6th voting for Brian Musalem for MSU trustee.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
All right, so joining us now is no surprise is Brian Musalem. And, Brian, a pleasure to have you back. We miss you on the football field there, pal.
It's a pleasure to be back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We will let people know that obviously you are running for Michigan State University Board of Trustees. My youngest happens to be a student at Michigan State, so I have a little bit of a vested interest in making sure they have good leadership. You know, Brian, for all intents and purposes, let's let people know, you know, career-wise, where you're at now, what's happened since your playing days, and then we'll talk a little bit about why you're running for the MSU Board of Trustees.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll tell you, it's been 15 years since my 16 years or so since my last days on the field. I currently am a financial advisor for a firm called Axe Advisors. I've been in the business 16 years. I do a lot of governmental employees. I have about 15 to 20 governmental entities as clients in which I do their 457, which is the public sector version of the 401k. So I've enjoyed myself in the private sector. It's been great.
16 years doesn't seem that possible since you left MSU, but I guess it is because here you are talking about it. Now, you know, listen, I want to make sure that that we present this in a proper context, Brian. You know, you care deeply about your alma mater, and I know that's true. And I'm going to assume, having not talked to you before, that one of the reasons that you're stepping up to take a leadership position is that you would like to see them continue on an upward trajectory and make sure that the experience you had there is protected for those that come after you.
Well, without question, I think if anybody running for a university position, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you're obviously doing it because of the love of your university that you have. I mean, we all love Michigan State. We went to Michigan State. I owe everything to Michigan State. I think both Coach Perlis and Coach Saban both made one very prophetic statement in my life is that, and I never understood the meaning of it back then until now and over the years, the relationships I've developed in you know, just in the private sector. They both said that you will not realize how many doors Michigan State and Michigan State football will open up for you in your life. And, you know, I can't tell you a more resounding prophetic statement that's ever been made to me in my career. And it's, I mean, I owe everything to Michigan State. So, you know, it'd be an honor and a pleasure to give back to a school that's given me so much.
Well, then, you know, it's not that you didn't take advantage of it. And I mean that in the best possible way. You know, you walked away with a degree with a 3.54 GPA. You were an academic All Big Ten athlete. I mean, those are things, Brian, that you need to be proud of. And obviously, you did not waste that opportunity that was given to you.
No, I mean, you know, half the battle is having the door open for you, and obviously, the other half is walking through it. And I've been blessed, very fortunate to have some wonderful centers of influences in my life that have helped me walk through those doors. And, you know, it's funny because as a financial advisor, you know, I probably have over 5,000 clients. And besides, how much do I need to save for retirement? The next biggest question is, how much is college going to cost me? And every day that comes up. That comes up every day when I sit with my clients. That's the really, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody really wants to talk about, but knows that it's there. And I look at my children, you know, my newborn. Well, 3 years ago, when I purchased the MET 3 years ago for my daughter, Sophia, this past year I went to buy the Michigan Education Trust, which is to guarantee 120 tuition credit hours at a public university in the state of Michigan. It's jumped 40% in 3 years.
Wow.
So regardless, this is what I do. This is what we do for a living. We help our clients plan, and I plan for my own children.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Brian, you know, let's talk about what a trustee does. Because, you know, I think, you know, we see this stuff. We've really been preaching to this audience for quite a long time now how important it is that they pay attention to who's on the ballot. And you know, we see those trustees, and, you know, we... by the way, we're going to give Michigan their due next week. Mark Bernstein is going to be joining us. But the reality is people don't know what a university trustee does. What does that job entail?
That job, the primary function of a trustee is to set general policy for the university, to oversee and approve the budget. And that's the primary role of the trustees within the university. It's not really to run day-to-day operation. It's a part-time position. It's a non-paying position. But, you know, they do hire, the president, the athletic director, the coaches, and they do approve budget spending and very, very important functions basically to shape the future of the university. So, you know, it's something that you're right. You know, you look at the ballot, and there's a big drop-off, obviously, from the top of the ticket down to the trustee positions. But they are very, very important positions, and to make sure that we get the right people there into office.
Well, no, we talk about that a lot. Again, my guest is Brian Musalem. Brian, of course, a former graduate of Michigan State University, former member of their football team, and I would imagine that when you asked Coach Perlis to do that commercial for you, he probably didn't have to think too long before he said yes.
He said, without question. It wasn't even, he told me, just say when. He's been great. He's been very supportive. Spartan Nation has been very supportive. A lot of my former teammates have been very supportive. And you know, a lot of them have put aside the D and the R and realized that we're a Spartan family. You know, we're on the same team, and it's been great. The phone calls of support and emails and Facebooks and just it's been wonderful that I've had so many former teammates reach out and say, hey, Brian, let me know whatever we can do to help. Anything you need, please let me know. And it's been a wonderful experience so far.
You know, Brian, one of the other challenges people don't realize that this is a statewide election. I mean, your election is statewide. Your name will appear on the ballot everywhere within the confines of the state of Michigan. That's a tall task. How do you begin to campaign in a statewide election?
It's been six and a half grueling months, let me tell you. I've been gone probably, I'd say, 21 of the last 25 weekends. I've zigzagged all the way from the UP down to Monroe, Michigan. I mean, we've gone from Port Huron all the way to South Haven, and I don't know if there's a set way to do things. You know, you get invited to events all across the state, and you try and map out your weekend. I don't have a bus like Mark Bernstein does, but we got around. We've gotten around pretty well across the state, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Wonderful.
Well, again, we take a look, Brian Musalem, at your professional background in finance. Certainly, that's experience that you could bring to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. But more importantly, you're now a father, and as a father, I would think that that's part of your motivation for wanting to do this.
Without question. I mean, I see my children, and I see, you know, the chance that I was afforded in life. I was lucky enough to get a scholarship, and I see where the cost of college is heading. And I feel it with my own children. And so this is something that's very, very important to me, and I'm very passionate about. And at the rate we're going, working families will absolutely, unequivocally will not be able to afford college. Something has to be done.
Well, I think you put it beautifully a little earlier when you said when you sit down with your clients, besides wanting to make sure they can take care of themselves in retirement, their first concern is, how do I afford college for my children? We all, Brian, want that for our kids. I'm, of course, going through it now myself, and I'm fortunate that, you know, we've got my son at Michigan State right now. You know, my other son is in school as well. But you worry about taking care of your family, and that includes making sure that they get a proper education if it's what they want. And you're right, it's becoming less and less affordable, and what we're trying to avoid is my son having to take out a bunch of, or either of my children having to take on a bunch of loans, because we know what happens after graduation. It doesn't take long before they start knocking with their hand out, wanting those loans repaid. I'm glad you're there, Brian. You certainly were excited to see you on the ballot, and I want to ask this audience to give you serious consideration. You've got a website?
I do.
It is?
VoteMusalem.com.
All right. Well, we're going to get that up on the Facebook page. Brian, thanks so much for being with us this morning. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Go Green. There you go. All right. By the way, Michigan and Michigan State have their homecoming this weekend. So if those are your colors, take care of it. Brian Musalem, again, thanks for being with us. A quick break. We'll be back on the other side of this.
We're going to run out of time, and I just want to ask, what specifically are you going to do to provide universal coverage to the 30 million people who are uninsured?
That is not the issue.
On 1310 WDTW.
But you don't think the 30 million people who are uninsured is an issue?
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW
with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Why is it 7:52? Someone talk to me. I don't understand. That's weird. I guess I'm... did that break go long? Somebody talk to me, seriously. Ding, 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 ding. Hello? What's, why?
Yeah, we had a little problem in here.
Little malfunction?
Yeah.
All right. Just wondered what was, okay. Yeah. They'll tell you what I was doing, paying attention, right? Want to, let you know that this evening, very excited, by the way, this evening I will be emceeing the, a Working America membership celebration. Yeah, folks. So Working America is celebrating over 100,000 members, and they've got an event this evening at the Michigan Firehouse Museum in Ypsilanti. It's at 110 West Cross Road. If you'd like to come, it starts at 5:30. Be there at 5:30. I think it starts at 6, and I will be emceeing the event this evening in Ypsilanti. I know my friend Chris Savage from Eclectablog will be there. I want to remind you, if you go to eclectablog.com this morning, they are doing their quarterly fundraiser. So if you got an extra 5, 10, 25, 100 bucks, whatever you can afford, Chris and his wife Ann do an incredible job over at Eclectablog and LOLGOP as well. If you consider helping them out, it would be appreciated. So go check that out at eclectablog.com. In fact, Joe, post that, if you would, to the Facebook page and see if people can click through and will click through to support what Chris is doing over at Eclectablog. He does not get paid to do this, folks. He's got a regular job, and yet continues to be the voice of reason out there in the sea of insanity. Truly a journalist, and I appreciate him a great deal. Anyway, this evening, again, we'll be at the Working America Membership Celebration at the Michigan Firehouse Museum in Ypsilanti. I can't wait to go. My friend Carla Swift, the president of the Michigan State AFL-CIO, will be there, amongst other people, including the national executive director of the of Working America. So it should be a real fun evening, and looking forward to being out there. A couple more quick announcements. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Remind you, there are two things coming up that I am also involved in that I'd like to see you at. The first one is the Community Democratic Club's 14th Annual Spaghetti Dinner. It's at the Burton Manor in Livonia. The food is always excellent. The conversation is always surreal. That's a good thing. And the people are people you definitely want to be seen with. $20 for adults. Seniors are $10. Children are $10. And those under six are free. You do want to get your tickets in advance, as they often do sell this out and have the last few years for sure. You can get more information by calling 734-459-7161. That's 734-459-7161. Or you can email comdemclub, that's comdemclub, at yahoo.com. Again, I will be hosting this fundraiser on October 19th. And then on October 20th, I'm going to be hosting another fundraiser, this one called the Supreme Challenge. It takes three 2012 fundraiser. The proceeds of this, by the way, go to the Michigan Democratic Party endorsed candidates all over the state. The host committee for this are some pretty important people, including Michelle Boudreau, Patricia Campbell, Robin Christian, Michelle Dragisti, Ellen Helper, Shelley Newman, Barbie, my eyes are going, I'm a reader, Linda Samuelson, who is a dear friend, Janice Sobel, Natasha Velasso, and Dr. and Mrs. William Woodruff. This is going to be taking place, by the way, at the McKay Estate on Orchard Lake, which is at 3131 Bay Shore Drive. It is $75, but again, all of the proceeds go to the Michigan Democratic Party Victory Fund, and so it is a cause well worth getting involved in. To get tickets, you can certainly get them at the door, but in advance, you're going to want to send a check or money order in the amount of $75 per person to Michelle Boudreau, that's B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X, at P.O. Box 734, Union Lake, Michigan, 48387. That's, again, Michelle Boudreau, B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X, P.O. Box 734, Union Lake, Michigan, 48387. Again, this is to support candidates for the Michigan Democratic Party, so you'll want to check that out. Man, oh man, the announcements were so long, I've already run out of time in this segment, but we were also short on time. Kevin Moore coming up on the other side. Chris Mihalakis a little bit later on. A lot to get to as we work our way through this 10-11-12. I'm Tony Trupiano. NBC News coming up at the top. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As we get ready for that rush hour commute, we still got that big problem on 94 eastbound at 23 mile. Accident has your right lane blocked with a vehicle in a ditch, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. Now on 23 mile road at 94, that ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to the accident. And on 94 westbound between New Haven Road and 23 mile, we got Gawker delays due to that accident. 96 eastbound, just after Beck Row, accident has your right shoulder blocked, and traffic is slow from Milford Road. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Tribbiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Iglesias. Battlegrounds are tightening up. The new NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll shows Mitt Romney is virtually tied President Obama in Florida and Virginia, while the president maintains a six-point lead in Ohio. NBC's Chuck Todd.
One in five Ohio voters, according to our survey, have already voted. And among those folks, the president leads 2-1 margin, 60 over 67%.
The running mates take center stage tonight, Joe Biden versus Paul Ryan. Analysts say after Romney's strong performance in the first presidential debate, the heat's on Biden to even the score. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency has released a mountain of evidence against Lance Armstrong, backing up its claim that the champion cycler repeatedly used performance-enhancing drugs. And she's launching a new career. Sarah Brightman, the world's top-selling soprano, says she's booked a trip to the International Space Station, which would make her the first recording artist in space. A space concert, anyone? This is NBC News Radio. The Supreme Court weighing the arguments for and against affirmative action at universities, whether using race as an admissions factor, constitutes illegal discrimination. NBC's Pete Williams.
Opponents of affirmative action were hoping that the court would use this case to strike it down. Judging from the argument, it won't go that far, but it does seem prepared to scale it back.
Cheap airfares are taking off, but the catch is you have to book today. Southwestern AirTran offering bargain round trips for under $80 on their shortest routes. JetBlue, United, and American among the carriers matching the deals. Wall Street on the skids with two straight double-digit losses for the Dow, although stock futures point to a higher open. And move over Queen Elizabeth. New Zealand has put a hobbit on its newest coin. Bilbo Baggins of the Lord of the Rings is the head side, while QE2 is relegated to tails as the Kiwis cash in on the new Rings movie prequel. I'm Jim Iglesias, NBC News Radio.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
If I need new tires for my Ford, where should I go?
Your Ford dealership.
And who's having a big tire event?
Your Ford dealership.
Buy four select tires, get a $60 mail-in rebate. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
You're basically going to say your Ford dealership no matter what I say, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nice shoes. Where'd you get those?
Your Ford dealership.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/12.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 8-watt EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97 each. Equal to 40-watt bulbs, each can save you up to $176 in energy costs over the bulb's life. And our free Saturday weatherization workshop can light the way to even more savings. It's the Great American Fix-Up, and it's going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The third largest wireless carrier in Japan wants the third largest wireless carrier in America. SoftBank has offered to pay more than 1 trillion yen, almost $13 billion, to acquire Sprint Nextel. This according to the Wall Street Journal. Talks are said to be advanced. Sprint shares up 13% in pre-market trades. There's more to holiday shopping than just the presents. There's the food and the parties. And this morning we have a forecast on that. Nielsen predicts we'll spend 2.3% more this holiday season than last on food and household goods. That's a small increase held back by our ongoing uncertain and pragmatic spending behavior. We're expected to see the biggest spending increase on alcohol, up 4.3%. Standard & Poor's has cut Spain's credit rating to one notch above junk, but there's hope that move may accelerate Spain's bailout, so European markets are moving higher today. Over here, S&P futures are rising 4 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
And welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday, October 11th, 2012, 10-11-12. Hope you're all doing well this morning. We are now on Labor Day Thursday, as we are every Thursday, so we're going to get to our next guest in just a moment. I do want to welcome your calls as we work our way through the next few hours. Always just ask that you stay on topic and we're fine. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Also want to remind you, if you're just joining us, that this evening I will be the MC at an event in Ypsilanti that celebrates Working America's membership, as they have now gone over the 100,000 member mark. And if you would like to join us, we're going to be at 5:30 at the Michigan Firehouse Museum on 110 West Crossroad in Ypsilanti. And the public is invited, so I hope that some of you will come out this evening and say hello. With that said, let's get an introduction going and get this hour underway.
Joining us now from Teamsters Local 299.
A labor leader who defines with his deeds leadership and bravely guides his membership with courage and strength.
Here we are today embarking on another fight, another challenge that the state of Michigan is continuously attacking working class families. Not just union families, working class families, middle class people in Michigan are under the biggest attack of their lifetime.
The plain talking union man, Kevin Moore.
And joining us now is my brother, Kevin Moore, who, by the way, has invited me to speak to his group Sunday morning, and I will gladly be there at 10 a.m.
I look so much forward to you be there. We should have a large group. Our general president, James Hoffa, is coming into town to be a guest with us.
Oh, how nice.
He's going to be there, and all the presidents in Michigan Teamsters, we've invited all the body of Teamster members to come and join us at 299's meeting. So I look forward to it. We got a lot of educating to do. We only got 26 days left, and we better be prepared.
Yeah, you got that. Well, I was out at 2:43 last Sunday. Had a great time with the UPS drivers who were very gracious, and I appreciated them having me come out, Kevin. As you know, we're going to spend a lot of time today talking about Proposal 2, not just with you, but with Chris Mihalakis as well. And for those that might find that redundant, find something else to listen to. That really don't care. We've got a little bit of a problem because the anti-Proposal 2 folks, and let me remind people that Proposal 2 would constitutionally guarantee us a right to collective bargain here in the state of Michigan. Those that are against it, Kevin, have resorted to lying. And I mean lying in a bold, bold way. And I hate to say this, but unfortunately, people that aren't paying attention are beginning to believe those lies, and we need to fight back against it.
Well, I think the thing that really drives me crazy more than anything is the despicable part of the lying they're doing. They're scaring people. They're lying to people. But then they want to earn your vote. I run for office every 3 years and every 5 years in the international. And I run on my record and my beliefs in fighting for middle-class people. Now, I don't do everything right. I make mistakes on a daily basis. But I don't go out there and despicably lie and scare and try to twist this so blatantly to get you to support me on something. How about laying the facts out there? And I think Michigan-based people are smart enough to be able to figure it out. Tell them the truth on both sides. Let them figure it out.
Well, that was, in the very early part of the show today, I spent the better part of an hour, Mr. President, talking about the truth. I'm so disgusted by, at the federal level, the Romney campaign, certainly at the state level, those that are railing against Proposal 2. What I find offensive about it isn't that they're just lying, and I do find it incredibly offensive. They're making honorable professions look dishonorable. And that is a real problem for me because the whole point of the show is to stand up for working people. Well, if you're going to attack the same people that I'm trying to support, I'm going to take that personally, Kevin Moore.
Well, I mean, take it one step farther, Tony. I got something in front of me this morning from a state representative, Joe Walsh, out of Livonia, Michigan, right down the road here, right? And it's supposed to be an honor. It'd be an honor for me to be a representative or a senator for my constituents and my community. I mean, I would take that to heart like I do my job. But to sit here and mail out a mailer to all the constituents, and I'll get you a copy of this thing and forward it to you. He does a cross-reference on all the proposals, you know, what you get if you vote yes, what you get if you vote no. And he has the audacity to put in here that to amend this repeal is unknown number of existing laws, including those that the hiring and firing of and discipline of police officers, firefighters, and teachers. To put that in there, and he is part of the group that since January has put over 200 laws in to attack teachers, firefighters, and the public sector workers of Michigan, his own constituents.
Yep.
And for him to put this in there, I bought a scare tag if you do this, and to have pedophiles in your schools. I mean, the same guy that wants you to vote for him is putting us out here, and he's the one that is backing and supporting. Do you know if a teacher supports a strike, another strike, goes out there and uses her public right to stand up and use her constitution, she can be fired in Michigan now because of guys like this, and we're putting him in office?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really goes to two things, and we're going to have maybe an uncomfortable conversation for some people, and I have to talk directly to the voters right now, Kevin. They have a responsibility to get to the truth. If you hear something, and I've said this my entire career, challenge everything you hear. Challenge everything I say. I beg people to do that. I want them to be educated. But when we see that people just, and I got an email yesterday from somebody that listens to this show on a daily basis. You know how much I've talked about Proposal 2. I get it. Not everybody listens all day long. I understand that. I don't expect them to. But sweet God, somebody that listens to the show on a daily basis got it entirely wrong, got Proposal 2 entirely wrong they weren't going to support it until I had to set them straight. And I don't have a problem doing that. But it just goes to show you, they see those commercials, they see them often enough. Kevin, that's when money wins. That's when that conservative business mindset that says, I'll just outspend them and I'll lie and we'll win. Well, frankly, a lot of times they're right.
Well, they're trying it again here in Michigan, Tony. Absolutely. They're going to outspend us 4-1 on money. It's the, when are people in the United States and in our community here going to understand that big, powerful money doesn't have your interest in mind? They have the almighty dollar. That's the god of their life, making a buck. Not caring if your children have an education, not caring if your community has police officers to protect it, not caring if you have a right to a pension or affordable health care or even health care when you retire. We need to wake up, and I say this every time I come on the show with you, but you're like breath of fresh air for me because it just ignites me when I leave here because, yeah, people say we're talking about this too much. We got 26 days, Tony, 26 days to educate the citizens of Michigan. And if we don't talk about it for 26 days straight, we're going to get destroyed. We need to educate the citizens of Michigan. And look at these people in Livonia that's getting this postcard by Walsh. They're going to vote this guy in. And, yes, I get there's a lot of conservative people in Livonia. But if you're a conservative, can you morally look yourself in the mirror and say that it's morally right to destroy a teacher and then have them educate your grandchildren or your children? I mean, is that what we're about in a society now?
Well, you'd like to think not. And, Kevin, what I've been doing and is the people that have invited me to speak, and I'll say this to your membership on Sunday to some degree, let's stop thinking about Republican and Democrat. Let's just think about right and wrong.
Absolutely.
All right, so for put politics aside for a moment. I don't care if you're conservative or liberal. Right and wrong should matter. You and I were raised to understand the difference between right and wrong. I spoke to the Taylor Federation of Teachers a week ago Monday, and I said to them, you would think the way these lawmakers go about doing business that none of them have a mother, none of them have ever been to school and had a teacher that influenced them, and I could go on and on and on. They don't have grandparents because how could you take away a percentage of their pension. You begin to wonder if the people that are in there doing this to us, I say it very deliberately, they're doing it to us. They're screwing us because the people that write the checks to these folks have more money than you and I ever will.
In generations of our family, they have more money. You just hit it quite eloquently on the head right there. They're taxing people's pensions in this state to try to raise tax dollars. But nobody ever, they always want to twist it around the rich people of this country, including in the presidential race. You know, Warren Buffett says it quite eloquently. He made a fantastic living and built a dynamite career and a dynasty.
Yeah.
And he tries to give his Social Security check back, says, I don't need this. Give it to somebody who does. They still mail it to him. He says, I will pay my fair share tax of 28%. No, the rich people want to pay 16%, make you pay 28 to 38% taxes. They don't want to truly balance the books. They want to do it on the back of working class people.
Absolutely. Kevin Moore, obviously on fire this morning. We got to take a quick break here. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. You agree? You disagree? We'd like to hear both sides of this story today. We'll take the break here on 1310 WDTW, and we'll be back right after we do this.
First Chip with Tony Trivia.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Checking that rush hour commute, we got lots of accidents. Let's head over to the Southfield Freeway southbound just after McNichols. Accident has your left lane blocked. Eastbound 94 just after Warren. Accident has your right shoulder blocked. 75 northbound before John R. Got an accident there. 696 westbound at Mound. Accident has your right shoulder blocked. And we're still watching that big problem in New Baltimore. 94 eastbound at 23 mile. Accident has your right lane blocked with a vehicle in a ditch. And traffic is getting by in the left lane only. and also 23 Mile at 94. The ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to that accident. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center. If Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Kevin Moore, the president of Teamsters Local 299, is my guest. Kevin, I got an email from one of your members this past weekend. And, you know, for a couple of reasons. Number one, they thanked me for having you on the show. But what he really wanted to know, and I thought it was a pretty fantastic question, and I didn't really quite know how to answer it to begin with, so I really had to put some thought to it, is why would somebody be opposed to Proposal 2? It's a really good question. What I basically wrote back is there's got to be an economic interest for them, or they feel that there's some kind of economic interest for them, that if it passes, they somehow lose money. But as I'm writing it and I'm kind of comprehending what I'm writing, I'm going, yeah, but that's not it. I mean, this is about collective bargaining. It's not about money at all.
Well, it's about money for the business owners and the fat cats in the state, because if this passes and we have a right to collective bargain, and we can have a fair voice at the table to help working families get fair pay and get benefits and get some retirement, those who don't have a union, their standards will have to, their big bad boss is going to have to keep the bar and the level up. And so he's going to have to cut into his $1 million of profit and give a fair shake
for the workers in his of his employment. You see what's going on across the country now. Finally, the workers of Walmart in this nation have woken up. They're standing up and standing up for themselves. I mean, it's all over the country right now. Walmart's been one of the most greedy employers in this country, making billions and billions of dollars, bringing foreign goods from across the nation and treating their workers like they are the workers in China, which they pay a dollar an hour to work and build their goods. So that, to me, that, and to short the answer, I don't know how anyone, unless you're a millionaire, billionaire, anyone that would be against proposal two.
All right, so I'm going to just give you a counter argument, not that you're going to disagree with me, but let me just suggest. All right, so we constitutionally have the protected right. The proposal two passes. We constitutionally have the constitutional right to collective bargain. Let's say that it does indeed bring up a person's median income. That gives them more money than to go out and buy the same stuff that I'm building in my workplace or that I'm delivering on my truck or that I'm administering to as a police officer or a doctor or a nurse. You know, but the point is the more money I make, the more money I have to spend. The more money I have to spend, I'm actually spending it, probably most of it in the local economy. So that same guy that says it's going to cost me money is actually costing himself money by fighting the one vehicle that gets us to make the kind of disposable income we need to make to spend it.
For generations of our nation, the middle class and the lower middle class people of our country are the ones that put their money they make back in society week in, week out, year in and year out. They don't save hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. They get their paycheck and they buy food for their family, put clothes on the back, maybe once in a while have the luxury and the pleasure to take their family on a 3-day vacation somewhere. They're the engine that puts this economy back together. And if you stall that, if you crush that, and that's exactly what they're trying to do with this proposal too. They're trying to crush the earning power of middle class people in this nation, not just Michigan. We just happen to wake up and say we can't take it anymore.
Well, but let's talk about how we got here, because we kind of hit on that when you were talking about Joe Walsh of Livonia, state rep in Livonia, conservative right winger. Let's talk about how we got here. You had said that over 200 pieces of anti-worker, anti-family legislation has been passed in the last 21 months. That's true. So, but that's really how we got there. There are those that have the argument, Kevin, that, messing with the Constitution is really a very serious stuff. You and I don't disagree with that. It is very serious stuff. But we can't accomplish this legislatively because we have a legislature that refuses to compromise. They just won't compromise. And because they have a supermajority in the Senate and in the House, because they own the governor's office, the attorney general's office, secretary of state's office, the Supreme Court, the majority of us, and that's the crazy part of this, the majority of us in the state of Michigan no longer have a voice. We have to do this constitutionally. We don't have a choice.
Well, they don't want you to have a voice. They want a dictatorship and hide under saying you got a democratic right to vote. They don't want you to have any voice. They're like the bully on the playground. They want it their way. They're going to shove it down your throat. They're going to lie about every aspect of it to fool you, because 90% of our middle-class people in Michigan are working 60 hours a week because they're making less money. They're not home with their families. They don't have a family dinner, family values. They're trying to destroy the middle-class fiber of this country for their pocketbook. The same guys like Joe Walsh. Do you think he was selling this garbage when he was asking them to first elect him?
Absolutely not.
No, but when he got there, he sure spun it around, because now he wants the power and he doesn't want anybody to take it away from him, and he's not even working in the best interest of his constituents.
All right. Well, all right. So we got to go back to just some fundamentals here, because I want people to understand the importance of what Proposition 2 means to them. And unfortunately, people still, another myth is that this is a union-only measure. Well, it's not. You have made that point on this show repeatedly. This is about all working families. I guess the thing people don't understand, that you still have collective bargaining, or you still should have the right to have collective bargaining no matter where you work. You know, the percentage of union businesses in this state is 12-14%. Folks, this affects the non-union family more than it affects the union family.
This affects the other 82% or 88% of the people out there. That's what they're trying to sell it on to Michigan again. They're just trying to say it's the union. Remember the commercial? Now they're not playing anymore. The commercial kind, the union bosses are doing this to you. You know, that was just another spin that the almighty unions are, you know, bad, but the big corporate billionaires good. The rich guy will take care of you, but the union's not gonna. You know, it's just another play, another spin to try to confuse working families. And you know, I am a union president, and I am darn proud of it. I give it up every day to fight for my members, our members, because I want them to have a quality life. I live for that. But I have just as much passion for that non-union person out there that doesn't have a collective voice at a bargaining table with a group. I have, my heart goes out to that person because he's going to work every day and making 25% less. Who knows how much he's paying out of his pocket for the health care that the billionaire can pay for. He doesn't have a retirement plan. My heart goes out for that person. That's why we're fighting for Proposition 2.
You know, I read, I'll wait till after. We got to get to the break here in a minute. I'll wait. But I read an article this morning that was in Yahoo Finance about a guy that owns this big resort. And he sent an email, and I'll get into it in more detail on their side, but he sent an email out to his employees, 7,000 employees, basically telling them, if you don't vote for Mitt Romney, you're probably going to lose your job. Now, I'll explain it all, but it's going to, you're not going to, I know Kevin's shaking his head like, how the hell? Well, I'll explain it on the other side. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano. A quick break here. We'll be back with Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking that rush hour commute, we got lots of accidents. Let's head over to the Southfield Freeway southbound just after McNichols. Accident has your left lane blocked. Eastbound 94 just after Warren, accident has your right shoulder blocked. 75 northbound before John R., got an accident there. 696 westbound at Mound, accident has your right shoulder blocked. And we're still watching that big problem in New Baltimore. 94 eastbound at 23 mile, accident has your right lane blocked with a vehicle in a ditch, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. And also 23 mile at 94, the ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to that accident. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 61 with winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, a high of 52. And it's currently 36 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Joining us now is the first damage control crisis specialist in the country, Tricia Erickson.
That would have to follow the prophets and the 12 apostles, because if he isn't a really good Mormon, he won't get to that highest degree of glory, which is the celestial kingdom, where he is awarded his godship so that he can get his own planet and lord over his kingdom.
On 1310, WDTW.
As they drill for quick corporate profits deep inside our earth, such natural gas frackers as ExxonMobil and Halliburton are not only causing enormous harm to people's health, the environment, and local economies all across the country, but they're also fracking something essential to a properly functioning democratic society, truth. They are hailing themselves both as exemplars of free market success and as the virtuous ones in our society, the producers and makers, as contrasted to the mass of Americans that the far-right corporatists are now openly calling moochers and takers. The current natural gas boom, the frackers exclaim in a self-serving narrative fabricated by their PR departments and political front groups, is a victory over those wimpy and undeserving producers of wind and solar power who are dependent on government subsidies to get up and running. The shale gas boom, wrote the oil and gas-funded American Enterprise Institute this year, has occurred, quote, away from the greedy grasp of Washington. AEI's laissez-faire fabulous snidely added that surely Washington would have done something to slow it down, tax it more, or stop it altogether had the bureaucrats realized that private enterprise was making such progress. Indeed, crowed an industry PR group, the free market has worked its magic. Sheesh, their BS goes deeper than their fracking gas wells. First, magicians don't perform magic, they do illusions. Second, for three decades, the federal government has pumped more than $100 million into research for the frackers, finding ways to make the technique work. And since 1980, the big bad government they now badmouth has paid frackers more than $10 billion in a subsidy written specifically for them. This is Jim Hightower saying, these oil giants aren't the virtuous ones, they're liars, fracking their own integrity.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin Moore, president of the Teamsters Local 299, is my guest. You've got the number if you want to join us. Kevin, let's go to the phones and welcome Stacy in Livonia. Stacy, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Good. The question I had is more of a question slash comment. I've had many conversations with people about Proposal 2, and I am a huge supporter. I'm a strong union family, and I've run into folks who are actually not against collective bargaining, and they're not anti-union, but they're actually more against changing the Constitution and putting this proposal into stone. How do we as supporters and getting, you know, the information out, give them sort of a way to understand why it should be changed?
Well, Stacy, that's an excellent question. Kevin, go ahead.
Well, Stacy, I think it's time. You know, the Constitution is a great document. It's a living document, though, and when it's not serving the people, and that is the reason why we're going to the populace of Michigan, the citizens, to ask them to stand up. It's time to stand up and make amendments to this Constitution. It's our document. It's not their document. It's our document, and it's time to change it because they're using the Constitution and the laws that they have twisted and added to in the last year to totally malign working families of this state. We're the ones that make the difference. We're the ones that put them in office. That document is ours, not theirs. It's another spin doctoring that these politicians are doing to the citizens, saying, oh, you can't change the Constitution. It's your document.
And Stacey, let me, and what you really also want to share with people, and I appreciate your call this morning, is that we have changed the Constitution 27 times over the last
Absolutely.
33 years. So there's precedent to do this. It's not like there's no precedent to do this. So we need to be mindful about that. I think that's an excellent question. If people are, and I've talked about that. I mean, I just talked about it earlier in this hour. Just changing the Constitution is very serious business, and we do take that very seriously. There are some issues that I'm not wild about making changes to the Constitution, nothing recently, certainly nothing that's on the ballot this time. But, you know, you've got to be careful, very deliberate. And so I understand that. So for those that are strict constitutionalists, if you will, state constitution, there is precedent. I think that's the part people don't understand is we've changed the Constitution as we've needed to. You know, and I want to go back to 2 years ago, Kevin, where we put on the ballot, should we have a constitutional convention? And that would have forced us to go in and revisit the entire state constitution. The people of Michigan said no. They voted no. Well, a lot of those same people now regret voting no. They wish that we would have gone and done a constitutional convention, but we were told it was going to cost so many millions of dollars to do it, and it was going to get, you know, testy. But that's okay. What's wrong with hearty debate, Kevin?
There is nothing wrong with that. And I'm glad Stacey made that call. That was an excellent call. And, just remember, the document is ours. It's the people's document. And it is a living document. And they have put us in a position where this change is going to help the workers of Michigan, the citizens of Michigan. It's not going to help the fat cats and the billionaires. That's why they want to use the Holy Grail, don't change the Constitution. That's our document. We need to change it to make sure that we protect families of Michigan.
Well, at the sake of just repeating ourselves, and in fact, I've already told you I don't care, so if this is boring you, go listen to something else. The bottom line here, as we take a look at the Constitution and the dynamic of that Constitution, had the legislature not done so much to change the foundation by which we as citizens have become accustomed to, you know, having jobs and making sure that we have a pension. I had lunch with somebody yesterday, and he said this, and we were talking about a lot of things, but this is what he said. You'll appreciate this more than anybody, Kevin. He said, you know, my dad worked for one company for 38 years. My mom worked for another company for 42 years. Same company. They worked for the same company throughout their entire tenure. First of all, people don't do that anymore. But he said they were fortunate enough to both end up with a decent pension. Well, people aren't getting that anymore either. Kevin, the point is they're not getting it because the legislature, when they have the opportunity, changes that dynamic. Well, for those of us that believe everybody should have some security in retirement, want to make sure that we can continue to provide that to the people that sacrifice up to that point in their career. I don't know that I'll ever be able to retire, to be honest with you. I don't know that I ever want to retire, but I would certainly like to know that I have a right to do that when it comes time to do that. The legislature has taken away that right. That's why the Constitution needs to be changed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at your children and my children and our grandchildren. The way this is going, they're never going to be able to retire. There's nothing going to be there for them to have at the end of the rainbow. It is something that we have got to stand up together. We need to be at the voting polls. I go back to this Walz thing again. It's just today, it just spun me out of control driving here again. The same guy that changed 200 laws, and this goes back to Stacey. Do you think we'd be here on this radio station and debating and trying to ignite working families if they'd have changed 200 laws to make workers' lives in Michigan better?
No, of better? Course not.
The same guy that tells us that, you know, the firefighters and the teachers are getting too much and we should take away and there's going to be pedophiles in our schools. At the very end of his statement, it said it would be unwise to look at this proposal in a constitutional way. It would hinder the lawmakers to adopt changes in conditions.
Well, that actually bingo. Is the point. You're
now,
right.
Bingo, we just hit it right on the head. It's going to stop him from destroying working class families.
No, that is that he makes the point for us. So thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I was saying before the break, the guy owns some big fancy resort. Again, people go to Yahoo Finance, they'll see the story. And he sends an email to 7,000 employees that says, I work hard. I started my business in my, you know, had an office in my garage, and I've given up everything, and I've sacrificed so that all of you can make a nice living, all of you can have benefits, and if we reelect Barack Obama, you're going to lose your jobs because of the Affordable Care Act, because of the way he wants to tax us, and I won't be able to afford it. Now, this guy built a 40,000 square foot home. In fact, he's in negotiations to do a reality television series about his family, how extravagantly they live. He went out in this email to say, you know, you folks get a weekend. I don't get one. I have to write every check that comes out of here. I don't get to go to happy hour. You should feel grateful that you have what you have and that I'm willing to sacrifice my life so you can live better. Is that the kind of boss you want?
That's the elitist of the elite. He's the same guy that's a billionaire living in a 40,000-square-foot home, and the same employees that made him the billionaire, they are lucky to have their jobs.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that.
You are blessed to have this job, and the Obama Affordable Health Care Act will make sure that your children and your grandchildren have health care, that they can't just throw you in the streets. I mean, this is... This is the elite of this country just trying to say it's almost modern-day slave labor. That's exactly what they're trying to create here, that you should be thankful and blessed that you're coming to work for less every day.
Yeah, well, that's the end of that statement. Listen, I think the reality is most people are grateful to have a job. They are. I think most people are grateful to have a job. Not everybody. I'll be honest about that. Some people, no matter what you do, you've got members, Kevin, that no matter what you do for them, it's not enough. It's not good enough. I just got an email from somebody a couple weeks ago that just went through contract negotiations, and he said, you know, we only got 95% of what we asked for. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to feel sorry for you because you got 95% of what you asked for. So I wrote him back and said, the money? No. It was vacation time. Oh, sweet Jesus. I mean, so you're never going to be happy. You know, there are certain realities. One of the things that certainly you're aware of, Bob King's aware of, Roger Robinson's aware of, Al Garrett's aware of, is you've got to look at the reality of the economy, of the budgets that you're working with. You're not naive. You're not stupid. You're not going in and robbing these business owners. But sweet God, if you can prove that they're socking money away or they're not taking care of their employees, it's incumbent upon you. You were elected, literally hired by your membership to represent them. You better represent them.
You know, that's the thing that just spins me out of control, Tony. Had we lived in a closet for the last 5 years, our union members and my union members in Local 299 care about their jobs, care about their employer, to the extent that in the last 5 years, we negotiated concessionary contracts at the bargaining table, giving up wages, giving up time off, giving up sick pay to help their employer stay in business in a lean time. But now that they're coming out of the curve on the other side and they're getting a wallet fat again, they don't want to make up for that loss. Yeah. They want to make you say, well, we can give you 3% of it back. So don't tell me the workers of this country and in state love their jobs. They care about their jobs. They're passionate about what they do. They're the best workforce in the world. But they give when you need help. But now when things get better, you don't deserve it.
I'm so glad that this conversation. I ran into a guy last week who said, you know, I think it's horrible. He doesn't own a union shop. But he said, you know, I think it's horrible what union men and women are going through right now. But I got to tell you, the best workers I hire are former union people. Now, you said they're better trained. They're more intelligent. They're more respectful. They appreciate their job. I mean, come on. Does it get any more complimentary than that?
It's amazing. I mean, that is a wonderful statement for somebody to make. And it is true. They are passionate. They do care. They go to work every day to try to help build something or engineer something, design something, and they take pride. American workers are pride-filled people, whether Absolutely. You're in a union or you're not. This misnomer that they're a bunch of lazy, that union workers are a bunch of lazy people, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, not everybody has their hand out. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap it up on the other side. And Kevin's going to say, I can't believe how fast this goes by, and it's true. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We'll continue right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks!
On 1310. WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely. so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members, a place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. A little breaking news. Unemployment now at a 4.5-year low. Only 339,000 people seeking unemployment benefits last month. Those are adjusted numbers. We continue to see improvements in the economy, Kevin, which is just one more not great improvements, but improvements nonetheless. And you know what? I don't care how big your ruler is. An inch is still an inch. A yard is still a yard. Let's not be unfair about what's going on here.
This is going to drive the right-wing think tank whack jobs completely out of their mind. The president of this country is cooking the books again.
Yeah, well,
he's cooking the books.
Before I'm off the air, there will already be some kind of spin on these numbers. But it is the truth is we are making progress, which goes back to the point on Proposal 2. Neither one of us, before we get to the next caller, neither one of us are wishing ill will on employers. In fact, we want them to be healthy and strong and vibrant.
Are you kidding me? For 5 years straight, we negotiated concessions to my members to keep them in business. I mean, to even think that is ludicrous. I mean, we need our employers or we don't exist.
Thank you.
I want my employers to make big profits. Just share some of the wealth. My people give 30, 35, 40 years of their life to you. They gave their life to you. And I hope you're rich because that's what the God of your life is. You want that money. But they just need a little bit of dignity, a little bit of respect, and a little bit of money and a little bit of health care.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Let's go to the phones. Welcome Greg and Warren. Greg, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to voice my support of Proposal 2. I'm a union member, have been for almost 40 years. I hear everything that your guest is saying. Kevin, you're absolutely right. But I do think on this Proposal 2, that I support wholeheartedly, and I will vote for it, some of the people out there that are under attack from this proposal, and specifically private or public sector workers, need to stand up, because a lot of these people have voted Republican and still vote Republican, and they put these people in office that are now coming after them. So these people, I'm specifically talking about police and firefighters and teachers, even teachers, and believe me, I have all of the above in my family. I know some of these people intimately, all right? I know how they vote. I know their politics. I've argued with these people for 20 years. These people won't change their mind, and it's time they stood up and said, yeah, I was wrong. I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. I finally understand. I finally get it. And I'd like to see some of the other unions address that issue with the union leaders of some of these other public sector employees.
All right, Greg, thank you for a great call. Kelly, go ahead. You're chopping us a bit.
Quite well said, my friend. I represent the office workers at the some of the police departments in the area, and I have healthy debates. I mean healthy debates, especially with firefighters and police officers who I commend and love dearly, who represent protect our communities, but they walk around with blinders in their eyes over the years and supported Republicans. And the same people that they've been in bed with for all these years are trying to destroy them. If they don't wake up now, they're going to get what they ask for. It's time for them to stand up. It's time for them to make the change and understand that the far-right Republicans in this country don't care about you because you're a cop. They don't care about you that you're a firefighter. They don't care about you that you're a teacher. And if you want to vote your family's futures away, then keep walking the way you're walking, because it's going to happen to you.
Well, you know, and I get this question a lot, and maybe it's an overgeneralization, but I think it's a fair question. Why do, you know, why have cops and firemen traditionally been Republican? And I can't answer that question, because the same people they vote for are the same people that artificially keep their wages low, that expect more of them than they expect of anybody else. So I can't answer that question. Teachers, if there's a teacher out there that can figure out some way to justify voting for a Republican on November 6th, I'd love to hear your rationale for it. A lot of people, and I happen to know, I'm thinking about a certain person in particular, and if he's listening, he'll know that I'm referencing him. Big Romney supporter. For him, it's all about the economy. It's about the budget. It's about the Republican mindset. You know, that, you know, they're fiscally conservative, and that's all he cares about, and he doesn't have any problem throwing away everything else he believes in for that small core principle, not understanding. And, you know, and he actually wanted to come on the show and debate with me about Romney, and I said, and I told him honestly, I respect you too much as a person to do that to you.
Yeah, you didn't want to whoop him up on
no.
air. You know, just going back to what you said earlier about the employer that was basically intimidating and threatening his employees that if you don't vote for Romney, you won't have a job. Let me explain something to you. If you're voting for Romney, you probably won't have a job. This guy is going to destroy the workers. He's made billions of dollars destroying companies and putting hundreds of thousands of people out of work and sending your jobs overseas. It's documented. It's factual. It is the truth. So if you think that devil in disguise is going to have your family's futures at best interest, you have better go buy some oceanfront property in up north Michigan.
All right. Tom in Detroit joins us now as we get ready to wrap things up this hour. Tom, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Kevin Moore.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Good morning to Mr. Moore. I was just online looking at this article by Nolan Finley. It says UAW may join Maroon to jab Snyder. And the gist of the article is this, in terms of, you know, the governor wants this bridge built, okay? They said it's going to create 10,000 jobs, but he also mentions in here that, you know, the steel that will be used would be, you know, brought from a foreign country or whatever. I guess it wouldn't be United States steel that would be used. And, you know, they're even talking, and they said that the UAW decided to remain neutral on proposal, too. Now, that's what he says here in regards to the article. And I was just wondering or trying to get some clarity in terms of what Finley has written. And don't get me wrong, I understand that Nolan Finley is one of these guys who's always on the right side, which is in most cases.
Yeah,
Far right. Tom, you actually called to talk to the right guy, because this guy actually represents the workers, the Teamsters, at the bridge. So, Kevin, go ahead. Tom, thanks for the call.
Yeah, Tom, okay, thanks very much for the call. And I represent Teamster workers on the bridge, the toll keepers, the maintenance people, the traffic people for 50 years on that bridge. They have quality health care. They have quality wages. And they have a collective bargaining agreement. So the fact that nobody says that we don't want a new bridge, but to have the governor send a letter to the Department of Highway and Safety to ask for a variance for his new bridge doesn't have to have any American-made products to build the bridge, to me, is ridiculous. He's from the state of Michigan. To build the bridge, they're saying they're going to put 10,000 workers together. Well, hell, let's just put two bridges together. We can have 20,000 workers.
And I'm going to have to leave it there. Kevin Moore, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you Sunday morning.
I'm looking forward to all seeing right. you.
Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299. Chris Mialakis on the other side. We're up against the clock. We'll be back after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Checking your busy rush hour commute. We got a big problem right now on the Southfield Freeway southbound just after McNichols. Accident has your left lane blocked with traffic backing up there. Another accident on 696 westbound at Mound Road has your right shoulder blocked. 75 southbound just after 696. Accident has your right shoulder blocked with traffic slow from 14 Mile. 96 eastbound.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Listen on iHeartRadio. NBC News is next.
After Sergeant Matthew Kyle was injured in Iraq, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to help him and his family.